Today we're focusing on a simple truth that matters in every great drama and bass track. Clarity beats clutter. When you're producing in Ableton, it's really easy to keep adding layers, more percussion, more synths, more effects, more movement. And at first, that can feel exciting. But in DDMB especially, too much information can kill the impact. This genre moves fast. The drums are detailed. The bass is powerful. And the arrangement often needs to hit hard with precision. So if everything is fighting for attention, the tune loses weight. What you want instead is control. You want every sound to earn its place. A strong way to approach this is to start by listening to your project in terms of roles, not just sounds. Ask yourself what is handling the drums, what is driving the low end, what is filling the mids, what is adding width, what is creating tension, and what is carrying the main hook. Once you hear your track like that, it becomes much easier to spot overlap. In Ableton, a great practical move is to mute elements one by one and ask a very honest question. Does this actually improve the track, or is it just there because I got used to hearing it? That one habit can clean up your productions fast. If you mute a layer and the tune suddenly feels tighter, more confident, or more focused, that's a clue. You probably didn't need that layer in the first place. What to listen for here is whether the groove gets clearer when something disappears. Also listen for whether the main bass and drums feel more powerful with fewer competing elements around them. This works especially well in drum and bass because the genre depends on contrast and impact. When the drop lands, the listener needs to feel the drums and bass take over immediately. If your mids are overcrowded or your top end is full of constant detail, that impact gets blurred. Bass is not emptiness. Bass is what makes the heavy parts feel heavy. Another useful move in Ableton is to separate sound design from arrangement decisions. You might create 5 resampled bass textures, 3 atmospheres, and a stack of percussion loops during your session. That's fine. Be creative. Go wild. But once you move into arrangement mode, start editing like a producer, not just a sound collector. Pick the strongest idea. Let that be the statement. Then support it with a few elements that actually help it hit harder. A lot of producers think complexity makes a track feel advanced. But often, the most premium-sounding tracks feel intentional, not crowded. There's a confidence in hearing a clean break, a focused bass phrase, and just enough movement around it to keep things alive. That's the sweet spot. If your drums are already busy, your musical elements may need to be simpler. If your bass patch is full of modulation and mid-range movement, your percussion may need to leave more room. Think in balances. Every decision affects the rest. Here's a powerful exercise. Open your current Ableton project and pull the channel volumes down slightly so you can listen without being tricked by loudness. Then start from the core, kick, snare, main bass, and one key musical element. Build from there. Bring in each extra sound one at a time. The moment a new element weakens the groove, clouds the transients, or distracts from the hook, question it. Maybe it needs a different register. Maybe it only belongs in fills or transitions. Maybe it needs to go completely. What to listen for now is whether each added sound gives you a clear benefit. Does it add energy, width, tension, rhythm, or emotion? If it doesn't do one of those jobs clearly, it may just be taking up space. In Ableton, this can also be managed with arrangement discipline. Not every sound needs to play all the time. A texture might only appear in the last bar before the drop. A vocal chop might answer the bass every 4 bars instead of looping constantly. A hi-hat layer might lift the second half of a phrase, then disappear. That kind of selective use keeps the track moving while protecting clarity. And that's a big reason this approach works so well in DNB. The genre thrives on momentum. Repetition gives the groove power, but variation keeps it exciting. If everything is changing all the time, the listener can't lock in. If nothing changes, the track feels flat. The answer is controlled variation. Keep the foundation solid, then rotate the details. You can also use EQ as a decision-making tool, not just a mixing tool. If 2 sounds only work after extreme EQ surgery, ask whether they should really coexist at all. Sometimes the better production choice is not to force them together. It's to choose the stronger one. That saves headroom, improves clarity, and makes the mix easier before you even get to the final polish. That's a good reminder in general. A clean production solves mix problems early, and don't worry if stripping things back feels uncomfortable at first. That's normal. When you've heard a project 100 times, silence can feel like something is missing even when the track is actually improving. Trust your ears, not your attachment. You're not making the project smaller. You're making it stronger. If you want a good benchmark, loop your drop and close your eyes for a moment. Can you clearly identify the lead rhythmic idea? Can you feel the kick and snare punch through without strain? Can you tell what the bass is saying? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. If not, there's probably too much happening in the same space. So the big takeaway is this. Keep the core undeniable. In drum and bass, the drums and bass are the engine. Everything else should enhance that engine, not cover it up. Use Ableton to test ideas quickly, mute aggressively, arrange with intention, and let strong sounds breathe. Nice and simple. Stronger choices, cleaner structure, heavier results. Now go back to one of your projects and try the reduction test. Strip it down to the essentials, rebuild only what truly helps, and listen for that moment when the groove suddenly locks in. That moment is gold. Chase that.